This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me as usual is my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our wonderful co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if you want to get some more information about what we're talking about today, please don't hesitate to call us at 715-355-4445, or of course, you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with BUSKA.com. And on the website, you can not only catch up on some previous episodes of the radio show, you can also check out some of our recent episodes of our TV program. If you've never caught that before, I'd highly suggest. And also, you can get all sorts of information about the process that you might go through if you schedule a complimentary consultation, reports that we run for our clients. So all sorts of good information out there for you to peruse. And you can also schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation on the website, or again by calling 715-355-4445. And of course, you can schedule that in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually. For many Americans, though, 2023 will be the year that they finally cross the finish line and enter their long-awaited retirement. And for many other Americans, 2023 will get them a year closer to their own retirement target. Now, with that in mind, during today's show, we're going to examine some of the significant changes to retirement planning that are on the horizon for 2023. A Yahoo Finance article entitled "Here Are the Biggest Retirement Changes in 2023" presents some information that we found really interesting and we're ready to share with everybody. But before we dive into that and examine the road to retirement in 2023, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
We are doing great. I am anyway. I have had a really busy January. It flew by. I can't believe it's already gone.
I know. I can't either.
Oh, man. And this is, I know this is a busy time of year for both of you, but I have been swamped between work and family and my parents taking care of them. It's been crazy. I'm hoping it slows down a little bit. How about you, Sue? Are you keeping busy?
Oh, I'm always busy, Tony. Always doing something, let me tell you. And it's been really cold here this whole week, so I'm hoping this weekend we're supposed to have a heat wave, so 20s. I'm happy.
Hey, that's better than negative 20.
Yeah, it's been really cold. I cannot believe it. This polar vortex is crazy. I can't wait for it to be gone, but it sounds like by this weekend or next, we'll be back up to normal.
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
What they
well,
say.
Normal for this time of year.
Right. Exactly.
In the Midwest.
Right.
Which is still cold.
I know.
So,
yep.
So there's always that. Cole, how have you been? What's going on?
Oh, can't complain, obviously. Busy, like you said, I can't believe January's over already and we're into February. But, obviously no looking back. We've got to keep focused on the future, which is, of course, a big component of our topic for today. So I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We're talking about retirement tips for 2023. And, this is the year that maybe somebody out there listening is leaving work for the last time and beginning to enjoy their retirement or thinking about retiring soon. So let's get started. Where do you want to begin, Sue?
Well, Tony, we're going to address several retirement reforms that were included in the federal spending package that was passed by Congress in late 2022. For example, beginning this year, retirees must begin taking required minimum withdrawals from their tax-advantaged retirement accounts when they turn 73. Now, as many of you know, that's an increase from 2022's age 72. Now, interestingly, that age will rise to 75 in 2033. So additionally, the federal legislation supplies a $500 tax credit to small businesses that allow military spouses to join the employer's retirement plan within 2 months of beginning a job, and also allow these employees to receive an employer match before 2 years of service. And last but not least, let these workers become 100% immediately vested in all employer contributions.
Wow, okay. So obviously this is important to note. So I think those are three very important items, and I can see how that can be exciting news for a lot of listeners out there. What about Medicare changes in 2023, Cole?
Well, Medicare Part B premiums and deductibles are actually going down. I'm not sure if anybody can actually believe that, but
in my lifetime, I think that's a first.
I know. I couldn't believe it when I heard that the first time too. I was like, wait, did they misread that? That they can't be right. But sure enough, they did go down, which, as the article explains, means that Medicare is going to be cheaper for millions of Americans, like we just said, for the first time in more than a decade, really. Specifically, the monthly premium for Medicare Part B, which covers your visits to your doctor as well as other outpatient care that's not covered by Medicare Part A, it's going to go down to $164.90 this year, which is a drop of 3% or $5.20 from the 2022 rates. Now, furthermore, the annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will be $226 this year, a $7 drop from 2022. And provisions included in the Federal Inflation Reduction Act means that more than 3 million Medicare Part D beneficiaries who have diabetes will see guaranteed copays for insulin that are capped at $35 for their monthly supply, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, they need to cap those insulin prices for everyone, because that's been a real problem. I mean, man, there's been some horrific news stories. People have died because they couldn't afford insulin.
Right.
I mean, that should never happen in this country.
No.
And I have people in my life who I know who are really going to benefit from those insulin caps. So I'm really pleased by that news.
Well, and Tony, there's potentially even more positive Medicare news coming this year. For example, vaccines that are covered by Part D will now come without copays or deductibles. That means expensive vaccines like the one for shingles will no longer be a financial hurdle for some people. However, the article adds that while the Inflation Reduction Act provides what may be the most significant changes to Medicare in nearly 20 years, many of the provisions for the program's 59 million beneficiaries, including reduced prescription drug prices and out-of-pocket costs, won't take effect for quite some time.
Wow. That's interesting. I think changes to Medicare, whether they kick in immediately or won't begin for a few years, is a great reason, once again, to meet with a financial services professional. And I know that you have people there that your clients meet with, or our listeners can meet with, about Medicare, Medicare specialists. And the reality is, it's such a huge part of retirement for so many Americans, millions, as you mentioned, which means, you know, getting insights from both a financial services professional and a Medicare specialist is going to be very beneficial.
Oh, you couldn't be more right there, Tony. Now, the article has a great deal of information about Social Security changes that are popping up this year also, the biggest of which is that Social Security beneficiaries, as most of them probably already know, are receiving a healthy 8.7% cost of living adjustment, also known as their COLA, this year. Now, that is the biggest increase since 1981, so over 40 years, and it raises the average retirement benefit this year by more than $140 per month, according to the article.
Wow.
Now, interestingly, the article calls the combination of a high COLA and smaller Medicare Part B premiums, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah, like I said earlier, this isn't ever happened in my lifetime where...
Right.
You have both a high cost of living increase to your Social Security check, but yet the Medicare Part B premiums go down instead of up.
Right.
So you actually gain that money. Like we had a, what was it, a 5-something increase, but then the Medicare premiums usually go up about the same amount, right. So it's a wash.
Right. Yeah, right? Exactly. Right.
So it really doesn't give you more spending power, but this year it is different, and I think that that's huge. So that's really great, and some significant changes to retirement plan contributions are coming along as well. Sue, what can you tell us about that?
That's right, Tony. And according to that article, the IRS is allowing maximum annual contributions to 401ks and similar retirement accounts this year that are at all-time highs. Now, those with a 401k, a 403b, and most 457 plans and the federal government's thrift savings plan may contribute as much as $22,500 this year. And that's a significant 9.8% increase from 2022's $20,500 limit. And those 50 and older, they can kick in an additional $7,500 catch-up contribution. So a $1,000 jump beyond the 2022 limit. Now that means a person who's at least 50 can contribute as much as $30,000 this year. Now additionally, the annual IRA contribution limit this year has increased to $6,500 from 2022's $6,000, and those 50 and older can contribute an additional $1,000 to their IRAs, the same amount that was permissible in 2022. Now, money contributed to a traditional IRA is tax deductible if certain IRS rules are met, including various income limits. Now, IRA contributions are also tax deductible if you or your spouse aren't covered by an employer's plan at work. This year, IRA deductions for singles covered by an employer's retirement plan aren't eligible for a deduction after their modified adjusted gross income reaches $83,000. Now, the deduction vanishes for married couples filing jointly when their modified adjusted gross income rises to $136,000.
Yeah. And I think that that makes sense. I'm glad you went over that. I mean, it's a lot, but hopefully our listeners, if they have questions, will give you a call. Speaking of that, we do need to take a quick break. Cole, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and Sue?
Absolutely, Tony. They can call and schedule a complimentary no-obligation consultation at 715-355-4445, or they can visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com to schedule that consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right, and we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This 5-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, during our show today, you've been talking about some of the significant changes to retirement strategies that are happening this year. What do you have for this segment?
Well, Tony, there was a Yahoo Finance article entitled, "Here Are the Biggest Retirement Changes Coming in 2023. And it has a little more info that I'd like to share. Now, the article explains that if you have a health savings account, you'll be able to contribute an additional $200 for individuals and $450 for families. So that means the annual inflation adjusted limit on HSA contributions for self-only coverage for a high deductible health plan is now $3,850. The HSA contribution limit for a family coverage in 2023 is $7,750. Now, that's an increase of about 5.5% from 2022's contribution limits.
Okay. Cole, can you remind us about who's eligible for an HSA? Because there are eligibility limits, right?
Yes, you are correct there. Now, the HSA option is available for people who have a high deductible health care plan, also known as an HDHP. And you may also establish an account as a self-employed freelancer or a business owner if you have a qualified HDHP. The IRS determines the parameters for these accounts on a yearly basis. Now, as many listeners likely know, a high deductible plan means that you pay a lower monthly premium than you would with other plans, but it also means that you have a larger annual deductible, which is that amount that you kick in for covered medical costs before your insurance is triggered. Now, the money that you don't use may roll over year after year and may be used for non-qualified expenses after you've turned 65. The article touts that HSAs, because it explains that they provide a triple tax advantage by allowing a person to first contribute money tax-free, and second, allow that money to grow tax-free, and then third, to let that money come out tax-free for qualified health care expenses. So they're definitely advantageous for people that have access to them.
Yeah, and that's why I hear financial professionals like yourselves, Cole and Sue, really tout the fact that HSAs are a great way to save up tax-free money to use in retirement, because healthcare expenses are one of the biggest expenses you'll have in retirement.
That's right, Tony.
And yeah, those tax advantages. So this is great information. But Sue, I'm sure you have a lot more info for us, right?
Yep, that's right. And thanks to a Forbes article entitled Top 10 Retirement Tips for 2023, I do have some more potentially valuable information for our audience. Its first recommendation is to lose your fear of inflation. Now, certainly the last year or more has made many retirees and near retirees fearful about their financial status. And really, who can blame them? I mean, it's only natural for the rising costs of things like food, gas, and utilities to make anyone nervous. In fact, the article points to a survey in which a quarter of respondents said inflation is likely to delay their retirement. Now, it's easy to feel concern when you see the prices at the grocery store. The article suggests it's more important to focus on things like your local property tax rates and healthcare costs. And it adds that some financial experts use a 2% or 3% annual inflation rate to simulate how a budget may evolve during a 25-year retirement. Now, why? Because, as the article states, it's unlikely inflation will remain at 7% or 8% through 2050, but it's also unlikely to fall below 2%.
Well, right. And so make sure you pay attention to inflation, but I guess we don't need to assume that today's inflation rate will be tomorrow's inflation rate, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's important. Cole, what do you have for us next?
Well, the article next suggests that some folks may want to consider delaying filing for Social Security. Because Social Security is guaranteed income that's adjusted for inflation, it's often a critical part of retirement for many people. Now, with that said, the article explains that the best rule of thumb when it comes to filing for Social Security is to simply wait as long as you possibly can. By waiting to file until your full retirement age, you'll receive 100% of your potential benefit. And your benefit can increase another approximately 8% per year until you turn 70. And finally, the article suggests tapping into other sources of retirement income, like a 401k or your IRA, may be another way to delay filing for Social Security as long as possible.
Well, yeah, Social Security, I knew this would come up. And We've talked a lot about that previously on past shows, but coming up with a strategy that works for you and your goals is a really good reason to get a hold of you, work with a financial services professional. Sue and Cole, I know you have a Social Security maximization report you can run for our listeners, right?
That's right, Tony. We absolutely do. And the article next suggests that 2023 may be the year that you want to reassess your strategy about where you want to live during retirement. As it explains, housing costs are currently undergoing significant changes. Mortgage rates are rapidly increasing, and prices in the once thriving housing market are slumping. But even in the face of those trends, housing costs in many locations are still out of reach for some retirees. And the article suggests that those changes may exist past the current market downturn, which means that you may want to discuss where you're considering spending your retirement with your financial services professional.
Right. And I think that's really important. Now, what about health care? What about health care and retirement? Because that's a huge part of it, right?
Well, it has a handful of what I think are very solid health care tips in the article. Now, the first of which is to remember that you're eligible to enroll in Medicare when you're 65, and not doing so on time may result in significant penalties. So make sure you work with a financial services professional to devise a Medicare strategy well before your 65th birthday so that you can ensure that your coverage begins in a timely manner. But Medicare enrollment is only one part of your retirement healthcare strategy. The article notes a Fidelity study that estimates a typical American couple will spend around $315,000 on additional healthcare expenses like copays, additional premiums, and other uncovered expenses during retirement, which is up from last year's estimate of $300,000. Now, if you decide to retire before 65, you'll need to find health insurance that will see you through to Medicare eligibility. COBRA and the Affordable Care Act may be options, and your company may offer some type of retiree health coverage as well. Ultimately, it's important to build a strategy now rather than waiting for certain choices to be forced upon you.
It is important, Cole, to have a strategy. Now, before we move on, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to maybe get that Social Security maximization report run.
Sure, absolutely. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit the website at retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And so we're talking about potential retirement changes coming in this year, this new year. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, that Forbes article that I had previously mentioned has some more information that I think is worth our time today, including the possibility you may be forced to retire early. The article notes that the Employee Benefit Research Institute, or EBRI, has consistently determined that many retirees have left the workforce sooner than they'd hoped or had planned to. Now, according to the most recent EBRI survey, a third of respondents noted that they could afford to retire early, and another third said that they retired early for health reasons. Now, still another third reported being pushed into early retirement by their current company. Lastly, a small but significant amount of people taking the EBRI survey explained that they did so to care for a family member. And here's something that I had found really interesting. According to the article, nearly 30% of people stated they want to work until they turn 70, but only about 7% of people reach that goal for a variety of reasons. So with all that in mind, you really should work with your financial professional to plan for a retirement that may happen immediately, even if you aren't planning to retire anytime soon.
Right. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst, right?
Exactly.
A solid financial strategy can address your goals while also helping you prepare for potential rough patches. Like if you happen to have a forced retirement, you know, not your choice, something that you have to do in some cases. But hopefully you will have a choice, right?
That's right, Tony. Now, according to that same EBRI study, many Americans anticipate working even after they'd retired from their long-term career. More specifically, 7 out of 10 respondents said that they plan to work at least a little after they retire. Yet a mere 27% of retirees go on to collect a steady paycheck during their retirement. But if you're able to do so, you may want to keep some income coming in. Remember, each dollar you earn is a dollar that stays in your nest egg, which is even more important during a bear market. Now, the ideal time to choose what kind of part-time retirement job that you'll want is while you're still in your current position, because you'll have contacts in your field and you're attending professional conferences potentially and continuing education seminars. So reach out to colleagues to explore the possibility of consulting, which is, of course, a role that may utilize your existing skills and experience while also allowing you to largely set your own schedule.
Right. And I think that we need to be mindful of that, working a bit on your own schedule in a way that's going to use your skill set. That's a good on-ramp to retirement. And you know, there are so many things that can happen in retirement, and this year brought a lot of changes. I'm glad we talked about them throughout the show today, but we're almost out of time. Cole, do you have anything else you want to add before we have to go today?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder for our listeners that when it comes to planning for retirement, whether it be right now or 5 years from now, of course, getting a plan in place is always a great idea because, like we said today, sometimes that's not in our control. Sometimes things happen and we have to make those decisions that weren't necessarily part of our original plan. So you can give us a call and schedule a complimentary no obligation consultation anytime at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right, sounds great. Well, Cole and Sue, thank you so much. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.